everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Okay, so let's review what we talked about yesterday about the food truck
yes,
in Taipei.
The everywhere food truck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's named everywhere, so it means it goes everywhere in Taipei.
All over Taipei, that's
yes.
right. Now, the everywhere food truck was started by Ed and Wo Wei.
Okay, they mm-hmm. follow their dreams because they want to make delicious, homemade, interesting burgers.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
And now they made their dream come true. So people have heard about this truck and they think the burgers taste great.
Okay, nice. Now people are all over the place. They're trying to catch them on the streets of Taipei.
Right, but that can be a little bit tricky because the truck is in different places every day.
Yes, it goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to find them, you have to check their Facebook page.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about two people who found the Everywhere Food Truck.
Nice.
And we're going to learn about what they think about the Everywhere Food Truck's burgers. Let's get started now.
Everywhere Food Truck.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Alex and Sabrina find Everywhere Food Truck for lunch.Finally, they can try their famous burgers.
Cool, we finally found their truck.
What did you order?
I got a chicken burger with peanut butter. What about you?
I ordered a beef burger with barbecue sauce.Now, let's dig in.
Alex starts eating his burger.
Wow, the peanut butter is creamy. And goes well with the chicken.
Sabrina eats her burger.
The beef is really juicy. The sauce is a little spicy, but I love it.
The chicken is so crisp. I can't stop eating this.
The food truck's menu changes from time to time.
Well, I know I'll be back for more.
Hold on. I'm going to get another burger to take home.
Famous. Famous. Everyone knows Hello Kitty. She's famous. Everyone knows Hello Kitty. She's famous. Order. Order. Candace ordered a large cheese pizza for lunch. Candace ordered a large cheese pizza for lunch. Menu, menu. The drinks are on the last page of the menu. The drinks are on the last page of the menu. Back, back. Yvonne forgot to buy milk, so she went back to the store. Yvonne forgot to buy milk, so she went back to the store.
OK, 所以呢昨天的课文呢我们看到了这个 Everywhere Food Truck, 它呢在台北到处走做这个 handmade, 也就是自制的汉堡了。那我们课文呢今天一开头呢就要来马上体验一下这个 Everywhere Food Truck。那到底是谁要来体验呢 ?The article says, Alex and Sabrina find Everywhere Food Truck for lunch. Finally, they can try their famous burgers.、Mm. OK.马上呢我们在这边看到这个形容词 famous, OK, F-A-M-O-U-S, famous, 这个字呢是一个形容词哦它呢就是形容什么东西很有名的著名的例如呢 Jolin Tsai is a famous singer,、
mm-hmm.
OK, 蔡依林呢她是一个很有名的歌手哦那如果呢你要讲说这个是因为什么东西而著名我们呢后面加上了介系词 for, OK, 例如呢我们讲说 Everywhere Truck is famous, OK, 它为什么 famous 呢所以我们说 Everywhere Truck is famousFor its delicious burgers. OK, 这个卡车呢、mm-hmm. 以它好吃的汉堡而闻名。OK, so famous is also our word power today.、Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
Let's talk about the adjective famous, which is spelled F-A-M-O-U-S, famous. Famous means that someone is known or recognized by a lot of people. So something...Like a movie star would be famous because a lot of people know who this movie star is. Here's an example sentence with the word famous. Everyone knows Hello Kitty. She's famous. Let's say it one more time. Everyone knows Hello Kitty. She's famous. Okay, so today's article started with a scenario,、mm-hmm. and we know that means we're going to have a conversation. So Alex starts today's conversation.First, he says, cool, we finally found their truck. Now, they must have been looking for the truck for a long time. We know that because we use the adverb finally in this sentence. And in this sentence, it means after a long time.
OK, 记得我们第一天课文呢有说到这个 Everywhere Truck, 它呢开到到处都是哦到处都开。所以呢 ,Alex 呢他一开头就说太好了总算找到了。所以呢我们这边用这个副词 finally 是最后的意思、哦。但是呢这边我们就翻译为总算终于找到了这样子的用法了。那我们继续看课文哦接着呢 ,Sabrina asks, what did you order?
Good question.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这个动词哦 ,order 它是一个动词。它怎么拼呢 O-R-D-E-R Older 那它的过去式跟过去分词呢我们在后面加上 ED Ordered OK Ordered 那这个字呢当作动词呢它就可以表示命令或是指令、哦、例如呢 The mayor ordered that people not to ride bicycles on the sidewalks、
mm-hmm.
OK这个市长呢要求呢只下指令哦这个所有的人呢不能够在这个人行道上面骑脚踏车。那课文呢这边则是呢这个更常使用的用法它是点餐的意思哦。例如呢 Sabrina 就问说呢你点了什么东西 ?OK,Order is also our word power word today.、Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
Okay, so Sabrina asked Alex, what did you order? The word order is a verb. It's spelled O-R-D-E-R, order.When you order something, you ask for something to be made for you, or supplied to you, or delivered to you. This can often happen in a restaurant where you order food, or in a shop, maybe an online shop where you order some clothes. Here's order in an example sentence. Candace ordered a large cheese pizza for lunch. Let's say that one more time. Candace ordered a large cheese pizza for lunch.Yum! Now I want a large cheese pizza 、
yes.
for lunch. Okay, well, Alex is going to tell Sabrina which burger he ordered. He says, I got a chicken burger with peanut butter. What about you?
Okay.
All right, so Alex got a chicken burger with peanut butter. Now, peanut butter is a soft brown food that is made by crushing up peanuts until they're soft. Now, people often eat peanut butter sandwiches, maybe with jam or bananas.
Nice.
Sometimes people enjoy eating peanut butter with apples.
Okay.
That's a delicious and easy snack to make if you're hungry.
Okay, 所以呢 peanut 这个字呢就是花生的意思，那 peanut butter 呢就是指花生酱。所以呢 Alex 点了什么呢？他点了一个 chicken burger， 就是呢这个鸡肉汉堡 with peanut butter。Okay， 是什么味道呢 ？I wonder how it tastes like.
Like me too.
Okay， 那呢接下来马上来看 Sabrina 点了什么 ？Sabrina says I ordered a beef burger with barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Okay， barbecue sauce， barbecue 这个字呢你很常看到它会写成 BBQ 哦。Okay， barbecue 这个字。就是烧烤烤肉的意思那呢后面这个接上这个字 sauce sauce 呢就是酱汁酱料的意思所以 barbecue sauce 就是烤肉酱
Now you know what's interesting about the word barbecue、
yeah?
is that it's spelled different in the US and then in Canada and the UK
Oh really?、
Mm-hmm. In the US we spell barbecue B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E
C-U-E、
mm-hmm. But in the UK and Canada we spell it with a Q instead of、
yes.
a C. Okay, now that they know what they're going to eat, Sabrina continues by saying, now let's dig in. Now don't worry, Sabrina and Alex are not going to start digging. We use the phrase dig in to mean let's start eating. For example, can I start eating my food? I'm hungry. Sure.Dig in.
OK, dig 这个字呢我们刚刚这个动作就知道了就是挖土挖洞的意思。但是呢在这边这个片语 dig in 表示投入哦比方说我们可以开始认真工作或者是呢像我们课文这边说的你开始大口吃哦我们就可以用 dig in 这个片语。OK, now goes back to the article,、
mm-hmm.
Alex starts eating his burger.
Yum. OK, let's find out what Alex thinks of his chicken burger with peanut butter. Here he says, wow!The peanut butter is creamy and goes well with the chicken.、
Mm.
Now, Alex said that the peanut butter was creamy. Creamy is an adjective and it's used to describe food. When a food is creamy, it's thick and smooth. Now, if peanut butter is creamy, it means there are no small pieces of peanuts in it. Another example of a creamy food could be a delicious...Thick tomato soup.
Nice. OK, 所以呢我们接着除了这个 peanut butter, 它是形容它很 creamy, 很浓郁哦很这个像奶油这样子的。之外呢我们看到这个片语它说 go well with, 或是你也可以讲 go with, 就表示呢搭配的很好哦。比方说它在课文里面就讲说这个 chicken burger 跟 peanut butter, 这两个东西呢它搭配在一起吃起来很好吃。那我们可以再举个例子了 ,OK, the shirt,goes well with these trousers.
Okay, and for girls, you could say the purse goes well with the dress, maybe.
Yes, mm-hmm. Nice.
All right, well, the article continues by saying, Sabrina eats her burger.
Okay, her burger is a beef burger with、mm-hmm. barbecue sauce.
That's right.
Okay, so the article says, the beef is really juicy.
Ooh,
okay, juicy、mm. 这个单字呢它是一个形容词哦。那呢你应该认识 juice 这个名词。juice 这个字呢就是指果汁的意思、哦、例如呢我们常常说 orange juice 柳橙汁 apple juice 苹果汁那在这边我们把它变成 why juicy 就是呢一个形容词形容这个东西是很多汁的、
mm, a nice juicy burger、
mm.
oh, now I want a juicy burger for lunch okay that's not all Sabrina has to say about her burger though she continues by saying the sauce is a little spicyBut I love it.、
Mm.
Now, the word spicy is an adjective, and it's another word that's used to describe food. When something is spicy, it's got a very strong hot taste. Some things, like pepper, can make a food spicier. Now, some people like the strong taste of spicy food, but other people, like me, don't. They feel like their mouth is burning. So, in our article...Sabrina likes spicy food. In fact, she says she loves it.
Okay, spicy 这个形容词呢，我们先看到 spice. Spice 这个名词呢，就是香料哦。跟刚刚的 juicy 一样呢，我们在后面变成 y， 它呢就变成一个形容词了。Spicy, spicy 呢就是形容这个东西是香辣，有辣味的、哦。那呢，有人喜欢辣，就有人不喜欢。在课文这边呢 ，Sabrina she loves it.、
Mm.
她呢很喜欢这个有香辣口味的这个 barbecue sauce 烤肉酱。Okay, then Alex says. The chicken is so crisp.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Crisp 这个形容词呢，就是形容很酥脆的意思。通常呢，比方说像洋芋片啊、炸鸡啊、炸薯条啊这些炸的东西哦，因为是炸呢，所以很酥脆，我们就可以用 crisp 来形容。
I love crispy food. I like when they can crunch on food. All right, so Alex is a big fan of his chicken burger. We know that because he says, I can't stop eating this. Now, here we saw that Alex can't stop eating his burger. When you say can't stop, verb with ing, it means that you really like doing that thing and you don't want to stop because it's so good or so fun.Alex can't stop eating his burger. That means he thinks it tastes so good that he has to keep eating and eating. Here's another example. I can't stop watching this TV show. I need to know what happens next.
Oh, this happens a lot to our moms. Okay, stop 这个动词呢就是停止的意思哦。那 can't stop 就是呢你停不下来了。注意到呢我后面再加上的是动名词 V-I-N-G。所以呢它的句型就是 can't stop doing something. Okay, can't stop doing something. 它呢就是呢表示啊停不下来太喜欢了一定要继续做的意思。Okay, it's also our today magic box.、Let's take a look.
找亮点 Hello 大家好我就是那个最开心最爱散播欢乐的 Joy 乐乐又到了 Magic Box 的时间我好快乐、哦、看到你们也是很快乐啦 I can't stop the feeling 我真的是无法克制这种快乐的感觉啊随时随地都感到 super happy哎，其实 can't stop 字面上的意思就是无法停止的意思哦。后面呢，我们可以加上名词，表示呢无法停止做某件事情的发生啦。哎，如果刚刚所说的 can't stop the feeling 无法停止这种感觉，或是说 can't stop my love for you 无法停止我对你的爱。哎，举个例子好了 ，Sanas couldn't stop her tears when she said goodbye to her friend. Sanas could not stop her tears when she said goodbye to her friends. 诶，当这个悠悠啊跟朋友拜拜的时候，无法止住她的泪水啊！真希望悠悠不要再这么难过了，好吗？诶，另外啊 ，can't stop 后面呢，其实更常用的是加上 v-i-n-g， can't stop doing something。诶，像是课文中所说的 ，can't stop eating， 吃到停不下来，或者是说 ，I can't stop laughing when I see something funny。I can't stop laughing when I see something funny. 诶，当我看到好笑的事情的时候，我就是忍不住的想笑啊。诶，或者是告诉大家个小秘密哦，我啊也是非常的 ，you know， 爱跳舞。每次啊听到好的音乐的时候，都无法停止舞动。I can't stop dancing when I hear good music. I can't stop dancing when I hear good music.哎，最后呢，帮你们总结一下啦。Can't stop 后面呢可以加上名词或是 V-I-N-G， 代表呢无法停止某件事情。I just can't stop talking when I'm so happy. I just can't stop talking when I'm so happy. 哎，我实在是停不下来，一直说话，我好快乐哦！哎，大家这样子都会用了吗？会就好，我们继续我们的 Can't stop the feeling. Can't stop the feeling.
Okay, welcome back from Magic Box. We're going to continue with our conversation. Sabrina says, the food truck's menu changes from time to time.
Okay, 我们这边看到这个单词哦 ,menu, menu 这个字呢它是一个名词哦 ,M-E-N-U. Okay, menu, menu 这个字呢指的是我们点菜的菜单或者是当你在用电脑系统的时候你看到这个系统选单也可以叫做 menu. Okay, it's also our today's word power word,、so let's take a look.
We're talking about the noun menu. A menu is a list of the food that is available in a restaurant or a cafe or even in a fast food place. Now let's take a look at the example sentence for menu. The drinks are on the last page of the menu. Let's say that one more time. The drinks are on the last page of the menu.Now, we saw that the menu changes from time to time. Now, this phrase, from time to time, means that something will happen sometimes, but probably not often. That means Ed and Wo Wei might change the menu every few months, but they won't change it every week. For example, we could say, I see a movie at the theater from time to time, but usually I just watch them at home.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 from time to time, 这个片语呢就表示偶尔。所以呢我们就讲说呢这个 everywhere food truck, 它偶尔呢会换它的菜单。可能是几个月一次哦不是每周一次但是会换它的菜单。So the article continues by saying, well, I know I'll be back for more.OK, 我们看到 back 这个字哦 ,back 这个字呢是一个副词哦 ,B-A-C-K。OK, B-A-C-K, 它呢当名词呢 ,back 可以表示背后例如呢 ,I got your back,、
OK,
我呢在你后面做你的后盾哦。那呢它也可以形容呢是在后面哦例如呢 ,the book is in the back of the car, OK, 这个书呢在这个车子的后面。OK, 那这边呢我们则是指回去哦回到的意思。例如呢我们说 be back。或者是呢 go back. Okay, back is also the word power word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look.
So we saw that the word back is an adverb, and it means to return to a place or position that you were before. So Alex is going to be back at the everywhere food truck. That means he's going to return to the food truck. Here's another example. Yvonne forgot to buy milk, so she went back to the store.One more time. Yvonne forgot to buy milk, so she went back to the store. So Sabrina isn't ready to leave the food truck just yet. She tells Alex, hold on, I'm going to get another burger to take home.
Aww.
Now when people say hold on in English, they are asking or telling someone to wait. You only say it when you know something will just take a short time to do. You don't say this when you want someone to wait for a long time.For example, are you ready? Hold on, let me get my jacket.
OK, 所以呢我们在最后呢看到呢 Sabrina 非常喜欢这个汉堡哦她呢跟 Alex 说等一等我还要再外带回家 take home 呢就是要带回家的意思。那呢在这边我们看到这个片语 hold on 呢拿一下就表示呢等一下我马上就好等我一下这样子的意思。OK, so that's all、
mm-hmm.
we got for today's article.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to
review time.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Okay, welcome back to review time. We're going to do a quick fill in the blank quiz here.
Okay.
Okay, now don't worry, it's not a real quiz, it's just for fun. Alright, so I'm going to give Sam a sentence.
Okay.
And he can guess the word power word.
Okay.
Alright, number one. I would like to blank a salad.And a green tea, please.
Okay, so do you remember、mm-hmm. the word while we were in the restaurant?、
Mm-hmm.
I would like to order a salad and a green tea, please.
That's right. That's when you ask for something to be brought to you. Okay, Sam, you can give me one now.
Okay, so I forgot my umbrella at the restaurant.、
Mm-hmm.
I have to go blank.To get it.
Oh, we need an adverb here、
yes.
to talk about the word go. And you have to go back to the restaurant.
Yes, exactly.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's number three. These sandwiches are blank in this city. The restaurant is always busy.
Okay, so these sandwiches are famous、
mm-hmm.
in this city?
That's why the restaurant is always busy. Everyone、
yes.
wants to eat these sandwiches.
Okay, so the last one.、
Mm-hmm.
There are too many dishes on the blank. I don't know what to eat.
Oh, I feel like this has to be a list of food to、
yes.
choose from. And we know that's called a menu.All right, well, you guys can do this with your classmates and friends too. But for A Plus English, that's all the time we have time for. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Everywhere Food Truck. Alex and Sabrina find Everywhere Food Truck for lunch. Finally, they can try their famous burgers.
Cool.We finally found their truck.
What did you order?
I got a chicken burger with peanut butter. What about you?
I ordered a beef burger with barbecue sauce. Now, let's dig in.
Alex starts eating his burger.
Wow! The peanut butter is creamy and goes well with the chicken.
Sabrina eats her burger.
the beef is really juicy. The sauce is a little spicy, but I love it.
The chicken is so crisp. I can't stop eating this.
The food truck's menu changes from time to time.
Well, I know I'll be back for more.
Hold on. I'm going to get another burger to take home.
Famous. Famous. Everyone knows Hello Kitty. She's famous. Everyone knows Hello Kitty. She's famous. Order. Order. Candace ordered a large cheese pizza for lunch. Candace ordered a large cheese pizza for lunch. Menu. Menu. The drinks are on the last page of the menu. The drinks are on the last page of the menu. Back. Back. Yvonne forgot to buy milk, so she went back to the store. Yvonne forgot to buy milk, so she went back to the store.